Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We are joined this morning by Amanda Smith, Managing Partner at Henley and Partners South Africa. Very good morning to you. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. So first of all, what is your reaction? Nothing to do with anything passport-wise. How are you feeling this morning following last night's Jacob Zuma's arrest?
Good morning, Howard, and thank you very much for having me on your show this morning. So obviously, being a South African, I think that justice has been served. So I think it's a really good thing that happened.
We do as well. We're celebrating it. We're celebrating it until we start feeling guilty that we've celebrated it too much. My approach to this whole thing, and we'll see how long and how far we can push it. All right, let's just talk about the passport index. How does this translate for a normal person? So I'm looking at this and I see that the Japanese passport, for example, is way up there. What does that actually mean?
Yes, sure. So maybe let me explain first of all what the Henley Passport Index is.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, it's the most authoritative ranking of all the world's passports according to the number of destinations their holders can access without a prior visa. It's also based on exclusive data from the International Air Transport Association, and we look at measuring 199 passports and 227 travel destinations with historical data spanning over 16 years. So, of course, what it means for a South African is if we compare it to the top passport, which is currently held by Japan, with their holders having visa-free access to 193 destinations, South Africa ranks at 57 in the world with 102 visa-free destinations that South African passport holder can travel to.
That's a number, but what does that actually mean? Is that good? If we have to rate it into excellent, good, medium, and not so great, where are we?
So, unfortunately, the South African passport does give 102 visa-free destinations. Most of those countries are within Africa. We do have visa-free travel to a few countries in South America, and we've got a couple of countries in Asia, and only three countries in Europe, being Ireland, Kosovo, and the Russian Federation. So, of course, if we compare that to, let's say, for instance, the Japan passport, we don't, as South Africans, have access to, all the developing, not developing, but first world countries such as the US or Canada or the European countries or the United Kingdom.
Yes, so but we can spontaneously, travel to Lesotho.
Exactly, yes, that we can do.
Okay, fair enough. So in other words, the countries listed there are limited. In terms of, I'm fascinated by Russia. I thought that we all needed a visa. I thought many places needed a visa for Russia, including South Africa.
No, we've got visa-free access to the Russian Federation, interestingly enough.
That is interesting. Wow. I don't even want to know what that says about the relationship is between governments. But that aside, how much does this change from year to year?
So the South African passport hasn't changed much over the last couple of years. I think we moved up one rank last year, where we always had visa-free access to 101 countries, and then one was added. I absolutely cannot remember which country that was. But one absolutely needs to also know that under the current, COVID pandemic, that it's a global thing. The interesting thing is that even the passports that are currently at the top, such as, Japan, for instance, with all the travel restrictions currently in place, the Japan passport at the moment has access to fewer than 80 destinations, which actually translates that they've got the same passport power as Saudi Arabia, which is in 71st place. And then, on the other side, UK passport holders, which is a very strong passport, have lost up to 70% of travel freedom. And at the moment, they have the same passport power as Uzbekistan. And a US passport holder have lost 67% of travel freedom. They only have access to 61 destinations currently, meaning that they have the same passport power as Rwanda. So there's a whole global pandemic.
Right, that's shifted everything. But I imagine that part of it will come back to what it was, that this is an aberration.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So obviously at the moment, international mobility remains very low and will definitely be so for some time. So just between January and March this year, we saw global mobility recover to only 12% of pre-pandemic levels. But of course, as the vaccines globally roll out and, you know, travel access opens up, then of course the passport power will return to normal.
Absolutely. Amanda, I'm interested in an observation that I've made, and it's purely anecdotal, is that because we've spent so much time being forced to stay in one place, there's a tremendous amount of interest or desperate need for people just to make a change, move, whether it's cities, whether it's countries. I do recall reading a couple of months ago about greater interest for Americans, for example, to go and live and work abroad. Are you seeing this reflected in your business?
Absolutely, without a doubt. So with, you know, all the new variants that's coming up, it means cautiousness will continue and prevail for some time. So certainly within our industry, you know, the relentless volatility in this new decade means that diversifying country risk is now becoming a priority in terms of personal access rights and financial and real estate investment. So even the high net worth and ultra high net worth individuals with premium passports, such as a US passport holder, are now looking to create portfolios of complementary residency and citizenship options to diversify their risk pertaining to one specific country.
Very, very interesting, because the psychological impact on people during the pandemic being reflected, I think, by something we'll see in the next couple of years, which is the shift of people around the world. We do need to leave it there. Amanda Smith, Managing Partner at Henley and a Partner South Africa. Very interesting observations.